This is Susan D. Brock-Telluride, Inside and Out, speaking with Lauren Metzger, Marketing and Adult Curriculum Director of Telluride's AHA School for the Arts, a destination art school. It's already super popular with locals. Hey, Lauren, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Susan.
So would you define AHA's vision and its mission?
Sure. We like to think of, technically, if we were to go there, AHA's mission statement is that we're a community art center of learning and culture that offer a wide variety of programs and seek to inspire individuals of all ages to explore, develop, and celebrate their creativity. And that last part of the statement we take really seriously. Whether you're a 4-year-old or an 85-year-old, we really want people to come here and experience a safe environment in which they can blossom creatively and let themselves go and really connect to the creative spirit that is in all of us. And our mission
Wonderful.
Is to continue kind of growing the AHA school and having it encompass more than just, you know, all the amazing local functions and nonprofits that we partner with to really bring people to Telluride to experience art, which is thus nurturing, you know, our community and economically and creatively.
Perfect. Thank you for that answer. Has your new location at the Old Depot opened up a range of new possibilities for the school? And if yes, and I assume yes, talk about some of them.
It would be yes. I mean, the Depot building is, you know, is quite a piece of, you know, treasured piece of history. And the fact that it has a nonprofit organization that is open to the public makes it a perfect home, I think, and that's beneficial for both Telluride and the AHA school. Its location is ideal. It's right on the river. It makes it possible for us to do events for other local nonprofits, for weddings.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps this historical place open for people to come in and wander. It has expanded our exhibition space tremendously. We now have a very large, very beautiful room called the Daniel Tucker Gallery that is a wonderful exhibition space for artists local, regional, and nationally. The room is large and immense and really can showcase an individual artist's work in a way that I don't think anything else in town can. And it's a really special experience for the artist and also for people coming in and, you know, viewing the work. And we also have, you know, extra space. I mean, once we do have the funds and can continue fundraising, we have more room that we can, you know, we're looking forward to turning into more studio space.
Okay, that was going to be my last question. Thanks for providing that.
I beat you to it.
You did. So now, could you talk about programs that make it especially easy for guests to enjoy AHA? Some new initiatives such as donation-based art and Art Anytime are clearly two examples. Could you talk more deeply about those programs?
Sure. You know, we're always looking to make art and creativity more accessible to the public, locally and also for visitors. Our donation-based is going to be classes that we really love by artists that we really love that we want everyone to experience. And we know, you know, the economy is hard. Prices, you know, tend to be expensive, and art becomes a luxury. And we don't want that to we don't want to instigate that, really. So we're going to have several classes throughout the fall and the winter that will be donation-based. So you can come and you can pay what you can. You know, if you can pay the whole thing, you know, whatever our typical class would be, between $75 to $150, great. If you can only pay $5, great. You know, we want you there. We want you to experience the artists and the instructors that we're bringing in. And a perfect example for that is Kent Harris, who has been a longtime potter and ceramicist that's been involved with the AHA school, and he is actually from Texas, but he is going to have an exhibit end of November, beginning of December, of his work, and after his opening, we're going to have a donation-based class with him the next day. And he really is, he's a wonderful instructor. He has a wealth of information, and, you know, people do love clay and are fascinated by the wheel, so we want everyone to come and kind of experience Kent, and you can do it for whatever you can afford. It just makes it a little more accessible, and it helps the AHA kind of give back to the community and to people who are really interested in art. And then the other one, I have a lot to say today, don't I?
Yeah.
Is Art Anytime. And that's basically, you know, you see a class that you like, but the dates don't work. You're in town, and it's in between classes, but you know you really want to do plein air painting. It is our way to let art be accessible to everybody without following our time schedule. You can call. We have these lovely postcards that are distributed around town, or you can just call us and pretty much set up a private in any medium, from painting to drawing to welding to mosaics to cooking, anything you can think of, and we'll work around your time frame and find you the best instructor and really give you a unique one-on-one experience. And the great thing is it's not super expensive. It's not like, oh, God, it's a private. I'm going to pay an arm and a leg. It really is like taking a regular class and will be totally affordable.
Perfect. Thank you. And finally, the Visiting Artist Program has always been an incentive for people to come to Telluride and stay. And also it's popular with locals who want to study with the experts. So who are some of this coming season's guest teachers? How did you select them, and what exactly will they be teaching? Just a few examples.
Well, I mean, you know, we are somewhat isolated here in Telluride. So a goal of the AHA School is to bring you know, new artists and new life into the community to stimulate and inspire, you know, the bazillion lovely artists we have in this region, and also bring new people in, maybe following these instructors to experience Telluride and the AHA School. This upcoming fall and winter, we have Bill Elsie, who might as well be a local. He's an amazing photographer, and he's coming to do his class, Telluride Autumn Through the Lens. We've started something new. It's going to be a women's retreat that we're doing in February 23rd through the 25th, and it's an art and soul retreat. I'm bringing in an artist, Barb Gilhooley, who is just a delight, and she will be doing 3 days of kind of spiritual, kind of connecting, letting your spirit and creativity free, and that will be accompanied with yoga and meditation. Bruce Gomez, our favorite pastel painter, will be visiting us this February. Harold O'Connor, who's just an immense talent in the jewelry world, will be joining us again for an oriental metal technique. He really is the top of the line, and we are so proud to always have him available and offering classes through the AHA. For the painters, we have Robert Lemler, who's a wonderful portrait and figurative painter. He's out of? He's Scottsdale, Arizona. He travels the country teaching oil portrait and figurative classes, and is just, he's one of those people that you will follow for a workshop because you get so much out of it. And so I'm happy he's going to be here this March, and he's also coming back for one of his new workshops in August. And then we like to try and bring in, you know, a visiting artist from every medium. And this year we have a new female photographer coming in, and she has this lovely course she's offering called Exploring the Mystery, Spirit and Form of Telluride. And that class is basically going to be geared towards, you know, you see this landscape, you see all this beauty, and you take a picture of it, and it never really captures it. So she's going to teach you the secrets on how to merge your passion, your creativity, and the technology to really capture what it is that you're looking at, so that that awe that you feel in person, will actually, you'll be able to capture that on film as well.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Really exciting. And, you know, to answer the second part of your question, we gather these visiting artists from all over. There's a lot of times people will show up in Telluride and fall in love with it and find the AHA and think, oh, my God, I could teach a class here. And that gets them really excited. So sometimes it's the luck of the draw, and somebody will be introduced to the AHA, and there'll be this wonderful watercolor artist who you've actually introduced me to.
Yeah.
We actually go looking for artists that we think would stimulate and inspire our regional and local artists, and kind of bring them here so they don't have to travel, you know, that our community doesn't have to travel to get the workshop and talent that we're trying to bring in. And people just find us. It's a little bit of everything, which I think makes it a really special kind of energy-focused situation. It's really good.
Okay.
It's almost like magic.
Thank you very much. This has been Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Lauren Messiger. She's Marketing and Adult Curriculum Director at Telluride's AHA School for the Arts. It's a community arts center and a great reason to come to town. Lauren, thanks so much for joining me.
Susan, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Sure.